This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio show ends yesterday, as it does every day for What's on Your Mind, just a few minutes before 11 o'clock. We transition immediately into a new podcast we call Leftovers, the After the Show show, because we very often have callers we don't have a chance to get in. And yesterday we had a guest, fantastic guest, by the way, about the steel in Michigan, Antrim County, Michigan. Do me this favor. If you haven't seen Absolute Proof yet, at least listen to the interview we did yesterday. And tell me there isn't some there related to Election 2020. And then you'll want to watch Absolute Proof. Mike Lindell was on yesterday. Might have him back on today. He did want to do a quick little preview yesterday and said he'd come back today. Mike, no, it's LindellTV.com, right? LindellTV.com or MichaelJLindell.com, either one of those. But now there's a new website. LindellTV.com has the 30-minute version of Absolute Proof, which we have on our social media, and you can find a link to if you go to What's on Your Mind, Twitter, radio, whatever. So we're doing that interview, and I get a text from a good buddy of mine, Pat Eberts, and it just says Rush died. And for a radio person like me, and for someone that recognizes the genius of Rush Limbaugh and the fact that we've had him on our radio stations for a lot of years, started at KCNN in Grand Forks, WDAY in Fargo, and obviously very instrumental to the launch of AM 1100, The Flag, which was the first of its kind, all conservative talk radio station in North Dakota or western Minnesota. Nobody else had done it before. And we did it. And Rush was the anchor. That radio station debuted with ratings unlike any brand new AM station ever had heard of. First of all, new AM stations in 2008 were a little rare. And then to have a new AM station and have it have the ratings it did, just incredible. And now they tell us we're number one here in Fargo. Just AM 1100, The Flag, and a number of different categories that are... there's many different surveys out there, and we don't really spend time on surveys and ratings. We don't. National advertisers do. You know, certain agencies that buy for their clients do. But we go out and sell results, right? We tell you about CJ at Dak Diesel and how much additive he sold yesterday because he was on the program. Or Jim the Flagpole guy, every time he comes on, five calls. Or Mike Wagner and the good work he's doing with Truss. You know, it's just that's the ratings we care about. But the Flag success, which is now KTGO in Tioga and AM 1100, The Flag, and by the way, K-Fire. When did K-Fire first take Rush? Do you know, Todd, how long ago that was? We started in 1988 in Grand Forks, and I think WDAY and K-Fire came a few years later. I don't remember actually when.
Okay.
But K-Fire is one of the few stations that has the ability to have Rush in this unique position. They take them live from 11 to 12. Yeah. They do their news and ag and weather hour from noon to 1, and then they have them 1 to 3. So not many stations are able to do that. That's the power of K-Fire.
I talked to a friend of mine down in Kansas City yesterday who worked with Rush back in the Royals days, Randy Miller. And Randy and I worked together in San Diego, and he was talking about it. He was kind of responsible for bringing Rush to San Diego at XTRA at the time. And we were there in 1990, and that's the first time I had ever really heard about Rush Limbaugh.
You told that story yesterday.
Fun story. And talking to Randy.
You're this guy. Yeah.
And one thing Randy said last night, he said, well, everything you're hearing about the guy is true. He said,
Oh, wait a minute. Where?
Right. No, about the positive. He said, the biggest thing that Randy ever took away from him was his giving. His charitable side of him. He would hear a story about something, which I've heard about. The other day he was talking to a gal who had hearing issues. He said, do you have an iPod or an iPad mini? She said, no. He said, I'm going to send you one.
Yeah.
Because you can dictate into that. It was amazing. And that's what Randy said was what he took away most from Rush was his giving.
Let me tell you a story about giving. This is I'm trying not to be storyteller today because I could do it all day long, but I do want to hear from our listeners about what you remember most about Rush Limbaugh, what you took away most from Rush Limbaugh, and the impact he had on you and your conservative views, okay? How he shaped who you are today just by a guy on the radio. And call us at 800-228-0550. I'm going to tell two stories in less than 5 minutes here, okay? And then I'm done with story time. I want to hear from our listeners. One, Rush Limbaugh was on the air and off the air and on the air and off the air in Fargo for many years. When I came to WDAY, I wanted to put him on the air fairly early on in our tenure there. And the management, my boss, a guy by the name of Mark Prather, would not allow me to do it. And the reason he wouldn't let me allow me to do it is because Rush was on WDAY, very successful, and then was yanked away. And that's kind of the guy Mark was. He's like, you know, I'm not going to let you do that to me twice.
Yeah.
Right? But I was like, hey, get over it. Let's get over it, because guess what? He's a big deal.
And, yep.
And the reason he was yanked off is Ed Schultz and just dumb, petty politics. Ed was so jealous that Rush had ratings far greater than he did, that he had a little scheme, and it was to pull him off DAY, put him on KFGO for, I don't know, a cup of coffee, and then they bumped him to 1280. It was all a game. It was very sad, actually. Anyway, you'd think Rush wouldn't care about Fargo, North Dakota? When you got 600 some affiliates at that point, do you think he would care about him? He did. He did. Now, you remember that KCNN, the station I was at, put him on first. Day one, August of 1988, he was on KCNN, the station I was at. And a bond formed from that point forward. So, story number one is Rush came to Grand Forks, Chester Fritz Auditorium in the early 90s. That's where my relationship with him started beyond the radio. Had dinner with him at Sanders, got to know him. He was very kind. Every time I'd see him after that, Scott, how are you? How's the restaurant Sanders doing? You know, he'd do all these little industry events. But I had the chance to have dinner with him at a great restaurant, Sanders, in Grand Forks. 5, 6, 7 years later, I forget, after his visit to Grand Forks, we had this ginormous flood of 1997. Rush wasn't on the radio. We had to bump him and preempt him for flood talk for a good month or so, as I recall. But he had his folks call and say, hey, Rush would like to come on and share his thoughts of what he's seeing play out on television here. Now, mind you, this is CNN and everybody else covering Grand Forks and the flood of 97 nonstop. I mean, the helicopters were covering this. Twin Cities Media was down there. This was a big deal. You remember it? Flood.
Oh, yeah.
Fire.
Yep.
Insanity.
Oh, yeah.
And this continued, and a few weeks after that, Rush comes on the air with me in Grand Forks. And he says some version of the following. He says, you people inspire me. Here you're going through this pure hell of losing your town. At the time, by the way, the greatest evacuation ever. Ever. Any domestic evacuation post-World War II in America. The whole town of Grand Forks, the whole town of East Grand Forks evacuated. Everybody out. Think about that logistically. Anyway, he sees this and he says, you inspire me. Because you aren't saying, help me, help me. We didn't know about Katrina then, but there was a good contrast there, right? People on bridges, you know, get me out of here. Give me money. I want food. He said, you inspire me. You are the best of America, Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You're the best of America. Look what you're doing. You're putting yourself up by the bootstraps. Everything you own is on a berm somewhere, and you don't care. At the end of the conversation, he says, how did Sanders fare in this whole mess? He remembers a restaurant from 5 years ago, Kev.
Oh, I believe
it. 6, 7 years ago.
Oh, I absolutely.
How's my friend Kim? Kim Holmes, the owner. I said, well, not good. He says, maybe I'll buy him a couple microwaves. I still got this on tape somewhere. I said, well, I'm not sure they use microwaves. Sanders is kind of a highbrow deal. But no, I that's a nice gesture of you. Thank you very much. Days later, a $50,000 personal check comes from Rush Limbaugh. A $50,000 personal check from Rush Limbaugh to Kim Holmes, Sanders, 1907. Didn't want anybody to know about it. By the way, that was framed in the restaurant when it flooded, that actual check. That's the kind of generosity from Rush Limbaugh. Okay? That's pretty incredible.
That is.
Another story. after we put him back on the air in Fargo, he was so appreciative that he called and said, his chief of staff called and said, Rush wants to do something nice for you. He appreciates the fact that you're back on. He wants to do something nice for you. What would you like him to do? Well, how do you answer that question?
I'd like a ride on the G5 if I could.
That would have been a good answer.
There you go.
But we cooked up this idea to have Rush do television commercials for us to launch AM 1100 The Flag. You may remember this.
Yep, I do.
He had never done television ads for anybody ever, and he did them for us. I brought my mother-in-law along because she was such a big Rush Limbaugh fan. We couldn't even get her to go to the White House and meet George W. Bush. She didn't care about going to the White House and meeting a president. She said, if I can have a chance to meet Rush someday, I will. She'd broken her hip. So she was mending up from that. Loved Rush, this sweet, wonderful lady. Besta, as our kids called her. The Bestamore. Came along with me to Palm Beach, Florida, to meet Rush Limbaugh. I'll finish the story when I come back, because how he reacted to her wanting to meet him was pretty epic. And then more of your calls coming up.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Want every American to be the best he or she chooses to be. We recognize that we are all individuals. We love and revere our founding documents, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
you hear me now? You didn't hear anything before that? You heard Rush. Okay. All right. We're back. Kevin's pushing buttons. I am back. No, what I just said about Rush and the genius of Rush in that clip is he's telling the rest of the world why we are who we are. He put up the mirror every day and helped us understand why we feel the way we do. That was the genius of Rush, folks. It was pretty amazing. It really was. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. The specials they're serving up today. How about pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City? How about the meatloaf dinner in Harwood today? Vegetable beef hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Alfredo ravioli, 12th Avenue North. And stuffed green peppers. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Buy any size fountain pop today for 79 cents. Good deal, too. We're going to have a few folks stop in today and tell us their view of Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to finish my story, and then I'm going to go to somebody that has something in common with Rush Limbaugh. Talent on loan from God, good example. People thought when Rush said talent on loan from God that he was being arrogant. What he was doing is evangelizing. We all have talent on loan from God. Some people that go on the radio and tell us why we're conservative and stand up for the conservative cause. And when you do that, you take arrows. But we all have talent on loan from God. That was the lesson in Rush saying that. What are your talents? They come from God, number one. You can't get more humble than that. Another guy who I know knows where his talent comes from is Mike Lindell. Mike, thanks for checking in today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And, I had the honor of meeting Rush only one time. The president introduced me to him and the Mar-a-Lago, and what a nice man, what a great guy. I'm just praying for his family and everybody today. I wanted to call.
You know, there's parallels, Mike. There's a lot of parallels between you and Rush Limbaugh and the fact that, when you do things, when you stand out on a ledge and say, this is important, we need to talk about this, you take arrows. I mean, the vitriol directed at Rush Limbaugh online, who in the world says bad things about somebody the same day they died? I mean, it's America. I give these people the right to say anything. We have newspaper columnists who are so full of hate. And people on social media are so full of hate that it reveals a lot about them. And I know you take those arrows every single day, so we appreciate that. How did LindellTV.com launch yesterday?
It launched real good. Not as big as the first launch, but that's to be expected. A lot of people, it would be a little bit of redundancy. But one of the things, and I'm going to be doing a third one next week, I'm probably just going to do that myself. Because there's a lot of news coming, and I mean a lot. We've actually validated IP addresses and computer IDs from the last part. From what I put out yesterday, if everybody watches that, the attack part, the cyber forensics, we've dove deeper into that and just got things that'll look very good in court. And I think everybody should be praying for that the end of the month at the Supreme Court. I'm going to have a big call to action, I think, for everybody, coming up. And I think it's important. I'm meeting with a bunch of different people today. I don't even want to say their names, but it's kind of feel like a hub of a wheel where all these different spokes are coming in. And I mean, these are hundreds of people from all around the country saying they had problems in their precincts or their district with now that they know what the evidence is, they know what they look for. And I've had people calling in saying they went to their local election places and said, how come we were using machines? Or when did they come in? Most of them came in 19. But
that's, by the way,
a good call to action.
The call to action meaning go somewhere or do something.
Well, no, for people to do, and whether that's praying or whatever, and I just want everyone to know there is a plan coming, And it's kind of all come together the last few days, and where we might end, you know, where at least we have, you know, something out there that's, you know, that's going to either plant seeds or make change. So well, I think people need that hope right now.
They do need that hope, Mike. And I think they watch Absolute Proof and the new 30-minute version that has all the evidence in it. We've been doing interviews every day. We did Matt DiPerno yesterday. You cannot listen to Matt DiPerno. And, by the way, it's on our Leftovers podcast from yesterday. We're doing all these interviews. General Flynn is going to join us soon. We have, obviously, General Tom McInerney. I mean, I could go right down the list. He's been Mary Fanning. We've done all of the individuals one by one and are continuing in Absolute Proof. You can't hear them and not say, whoa, 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 whoa. But everybody asks, as soon as you hear the facts, what do we do now? What do we do with it? Where does this go? And that's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I had to do a little more validation on a couple things this week, but I'm just telling everybody by this time, you know, by no later than later next week, sometime next week, there will be a plan and basically for everyone, at least, will it be the perfect end game here, or where this ends? I don't know. Only God knows that. This is all in God's timing. I had a real, yesterday I put some up on my personal Facebook, and a lifelong friend, he put up there, oh, Mike, you're doing this, blah, blah, blah. We want something, you know, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? And I shot back to him. I said, oh, this is God's timing, and, you know, we're out there, you know, doing the best we can and doing what, you know, I feel led to do every day. And he shot back an apology. He just said, oh, I'm just saying everybody's frustrated, and it is frustrating, and you need, but I'm just saying that it's a patient thing. It's being patient, and you got to look at it like this, you know, what if it's a long-term thing that God has planned rather than a short-term? And obviously we kept looking at dates. I think I said it before, you know, I don't think God looks at these dates, November 3rd, December 14th, January 6th, January 20th. This is something, all I know is when it all ends, it's going to be amazing, the biggest revival ever. And I've said that before, and I'm standing by it. I really think that the Supreme Court is going to be very important at the end of the month. But I will have, I'll have a lot of stuff next week, and not just, and I'm going to also have plans too, where individual states, because we're also looking, I've got a whole team looking at down tickets and, people that were, there were a lot of down tickets, Scott, that were tampered with and that were flipped also.
Yeah.
And
we're going to talk to one of them. Jason Lewis in Minnesota might be one of them. He actually had more votes in Minnesota than Donald Trump did. So let's dig into that one. Mike Lindell, folks, is a patriot. God bless you, Mike. You know you got the microphone anytime you need it here. We're going to keep fighting. And by the way, all the while I heard you're low on robes. We're selling so many robes, the inventory is depleted. So you better get in line, folks. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Right?
You better switch your favorite product,
Scott. It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
America's land auctioneer, Pipers, has got it going. North Dakota County's steel, McLean with some cropland, 900 acres. I'm just looking at February alone. 620 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County. 312 acres of productive cropland in Walsh County. You got Ward County cropland. You got pasture land in McLean. You got 804 acres of exceptional cropland in the Minnesota side, Beltrami. These are, again, just February auctions. We're getting towards the end of February here, on the back half anyway. So some of those are already on the docket, but I'm telling you, they're America's land auctioneer. Pipers.com, find out more where those land auctions are happening, and listen for the all-new America's Land Auctioneer. You'll hear it on KFIRE 550, WDAY 970 and 93.1, and AM 1100 The Flag, plus 1090 KTGO Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. So I need to follow up on my story. So I got very close to my mother-in-law comes along with me to the world headquarters of EIB, Palm Beach, Florida. Russia's doing us a favor because we put him back on the air in Fargo, okay? And I just sort of brought my mother-in-law along without really asking, you know, just because, you know, better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make a big deal. We had a big crew. We had Gabe Haney taking pictures on the still photo side. We have media productions doing the television ads, and Russia's doing something he's done for no other affiliate ever. He's helping us do television commercials so we could launch AM 1100 The Flag. So I have lunch before the shoot, while Rush is on the air, with a fellow by the name of Craig Kitchens. Craig is part of the genius behind Rush, a very good manager, used to head up Premier Radio Networks. I've come to know Craig very well over the years. And I have lunch with him before we're doing the shoot. And I said, hey, I brought my mother-in-law along. She has been offered many times to come along to the White House and meet a president, and it didn't interest her. She just said, let me know when I can meet Rush sometime. And she was mending up from breaking her hip, and I thought this would give her good motivation to say, I'm going to just go all out on that rehab and be able to come along with Scott to Florida. So she did. So I brought my mother-in-law along. And I'm telling Craig this. He's, oh, is that a good story or what? He said, what's her name? I said, well, the kids call her Besta because she doesn't like that grandma word. She's young, at the time, probably a young 70-something conservative teacher, just a wonderful woman who, you know, is now with us in Fargo as well at a wonderful healthcare facility I won't name because I don't want to give a security breach, have some of these crazies take something out on her. But she's with us here now. She's still cranking. So he just loved the story. Craig did. So I thought that was the end of it. I just said this final thing. I said, let's put her, you know, just somewhere where she can watch without being in the hubbub, because she'll want to be a fly on the wall, not even be noticed by anybody. And maybe at some point we can introduce her to Rush when we're all done. No problem. So this photo shoot starts, and Rush gets off the air. He busts out of his studio, and he blows by me. Just blows right by me where I got the whole crew and we're ready to go. We only had like an hour window, so I'm nervous. My knees are knocking, right? And I'm like, oh, I want this all to go perfectly. Kev, he blows by me. Like, who's this? You know, like, hi, Scott, see you in a second. I'm like, where's he going? He goes to find my mother-in-law. And he says, is this Besta? Is this Besta? And this sweet soul Rush puts both hands on my mother-in-law's cheeks and said, do I understand you wanted to meet me more than the President of the United States? Dear sweet Besta, I love you. And he gives her a big giant hug.
Aww.
So sweet, yep. You can't even believe it. Just a teddy bear of a guy. A teddy bear of a guy. That was Rush in private. I mean, that was the $50,000 check to the restaurant in Grand Forks because he remembered them from 5 years ago. The incredible amount of generosity. And if you met Rush, honest, you'd think this is the shyest guy on earth. When Rush was on the air, it was a stage. But Rush privately was very, very shy. He was an introvert. And I know that strikes people as odd. But on the stage, he was a competitor. So another quick story before I bring in Jason Lewis and get to your calls. I'm in that same lunch with Craig Kitchens before we do the shoot. And Craig says to me, is there anything else we can do for you? I know Rush is so happy to be back on Fargo. And please don't put these commercials out online, because if any other affiliate finds out we're doing commercials for you, we're toast. We'll have to do this for a lot of people. Keep it between us. But anything else we could do for you? And I said, well, there is a little bucket list item. I'd love to fill in for Rush sometime. That'd be the honor of my radio career. He says, oh, interesting, okay. He said, don't you fill in for Hannity? I said, I have. Yep. He said, why should you stop doing that? And I'm kind of thinking, what does he care that I fill in for Hannity? And then I thought, Rush is not going to have a fill-in that fills in for Hannity. I mean, and by the way, Rush and Sean are close, right? Sean Hannity is Sean Hannity because of Rush Limbaugh. When nobody knew Sean Hannity from Boo, he was filling in on Rush's show. Rush elevated Sean Hannity. And Mark Levin, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But was competitive enough to say, I'm not going to share a guest host for him. So I found my way out of not doing Sean's show. And it wasn't like they didn't have other people to do it, right? It wasn't like some sacrifice on Sean's part. But I thought, oh, I'm just not going to poke around on that anymore. I didn't do it. So 2 years later, I figure, hey, it's a good time to check in. And Craig every time say, that's going to happen at some point. We got a new deal now where we only do iHeartMedia hosts because we're trying to help them. But at some point, we'll see if that happens. It still hasn't, and that was 12 years ago. So there's a competitor for you. Jason Lewis cracked that code, however. Was one of those hosts. We're going to talk to Jason in a moment, but first a couple of quick calls because you've been waiting so long. Justin, first, then Paul. Crawford, North Dakota. Justin, tell me your best Rush memory.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple comments. My grandfather would always have like a phone, an alarm clock, radio, whatever. He would wake up to KFYR. And I guess I've been inspired for the past 6 years listening to Rush. And, you know, KFYR has always been on my mind. But like he said yesterday on one of the legacy parts of him, is if you just listen to his show twice, you'd understand what's going on. And I've listened to him for the past 6 years and understand everything.
What a great gift you got from your grandfather.
For sure. And I was one of the... When I found out he passed away within the 4 minutes of the news putting it out, I was one of the first 150 comments on Facebook. Not as much as I like Facebook, but that's a really dear message about him.
Oh, good for you, Justin. Good for you. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for sharing that story. And I saw so much garbage on Facebook and Twitter with just vitriol directed at Rush. And I think, does the left really think this has a good look to it? Do they really think?
I know.
I mean, seriously. And I'm debating between I'm just done with Facebook and Twitter because I don't even need to see this garbage. It's like garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yeah.
And just saying, please keep doing this, you loonies on the left. Keep doing this. Keep doing this. Keep being filled with all your hate. Paul, quick, then Jason Lewis. Paul, what do you want to say about Rush?
Yeah, I was I was a reporter in Grand Forks back when he did the Rush to Excellence tour. I was at WDAZ. I remember we did an interview with him that day, and the reporter who was with me, I was the camera operator, he turns to me and says, "You got a question for Rush?" I said, "Yeah, Rush, tell me about women farting in their cars." And it was a big controversy. He had mentioned this, and what farting was it was a French term for applying makeup. But it was this huge controversy all over the country, and I wanted to help him explain. And he looked at me and he goes, "You listen to the show, don't you?" And I said, "Oh yeah, I do." So it was kind of fun being a member of the media, but being able to kind of be that person that can say, "Yeah, I listen."
I love it. I love it. By the way, F-A-R-D-I-N-G. Remember it well, because people are like, "Oh, yeah, time." I mean, it just that shocked their world, you know. He also did something called caller abortions early in his time. And if somebody was calling with some liberal drivel, he would fire up a vacuum and do this whole thing and call it caller abortions.
I never heard that one.
Well, it was very controversial, and it didn't last for long. But you know what? He was making a point. He was making a point about ending a life, about the sanctity of life and how flippantly we do it in America.
Now,
he was, again, there's the mirror. We already believe that. Jason Lewis is a great talk show host and a great public servant. Turned his life upside down to be a member of Congress and run for Senate recently, and then had one heck of a health battle. But he had the honor of filling in for Rush. The first time you ever filled in for Rush, Jason, what was that like?
Well, I had a similar experience, Scott. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the 50,000-watt powerhouse, WBT, and Clear Channel at the time, now iHeart, came calling and said, "Oh, no, we need you to come back home," and jump-started FM talker. And by the way, if you come back, we will we'll let you fill in for Rush. And I looked at it like just like you did. I thought, yeah, right, I'm sure that'll happen. But I want to come back to Minnesota anyway. So I came back, and sure enough, Kit Carson, the late, great Kit Carson, wonderful guy, and Snerdly called, and first time I went up to New York, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. But I tell you, Rush and his team made you feel so welcome. They were so kind. You saw, just like a mirror, as you say, you saw just what kind of an operation they ran and why he had all those people stay with him all those years. You know what producers are like, Kevin. You know, people go through them like crap through a goose at times. Not with EIB. Those people came and they stayed, not unlike what you've got going up there. And I think it's a testament to the man, but I will tell you, you know, you talk about caller abortions and born free clips and all of that. What the left doesn't understand is how Rush's bravado and his pointed commentary made a fool of them. You mentioned those disgusting and despicable comments on Twitter and Facebook, and I've seen them too. What Limbaugh, and I would say what President Trump did, is reveal not the political differences between the right and the left, but reveal just what kind of reprobates we're dealing with the socialist left today. This is not a political difference. I'm going to be blunt here. These are bad people. These are bad people, the Twitter trolls. And so it's amazing to me how Twitter can censor Rush Limbaugh or Scott Hennen or Jason Lewis or any conservative, but they leave the most hateful, spiteful comments on the day somebody passes over on their social media platform. These people need to be broken up, and broken up yesterday.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Do you play the game in the meantime? Well, in other words, should we be on Facebook, should we be on Twitter, or should conservatives vote with their feet and just say enough already?
Well, you know, the real tragedy, and this is what Rush would talk about, and certainly what the President Trump would talk about, but here we have the NDAA bill. And if you've ever been to Washington or served in Congress like I have, you know that the National Defense Authorization Act will pass every single time. Nobody wants to be accused of selling out the troops, of not plussing up the military. It is a article of faith amongst conservatives, but even Democrats have military installations in their district, right? So in this bill this year that everyone was going to vote for, you had the perfect opportunity to remove Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, giving these people immunity from liability for these despicable
comments. Which would fix this, which would fix this in a nanosecond.
Senate leadership took it off.
Yeah. No, you're right. Thanks, Mitch. Crazy. Jason, God bless you. Thanks for sharing the story. I want to have you back, talk about what's next for Jason Lewis, including a book he's working on, folks. Thanks. More coming.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have an overwhelming urge to play lots of Rush legacy moments, but I do want to hear from you, because that was the genius of Rush, is you, those that listened to him. You made Rush. You did. And he was sort of the, I don't know, the utility, right? The transfer point from all of the... You need that person to spark that in you. And, you know, a guy that does 3 hours a day with no guests, that's a talent. And he was. But he did it with you as the guest, with you as the showcase. So please tell me, 800-228-0550, anything you want to share about Rush. We dedicated this whole hour to his memory and his genius. You can also call us toll-free anytime on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855 800- 200-6400. 1776. Shannon in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Then Joe in Nelson County right after that. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hey, well, thank you very much. And yesterday I was just devastated when I heard that news on KFYR here. But you were right just a second ago by saying that his guests were us, the public, saying what we wanted. And sometimes his guests were that blowhardy, very dominant voiced people. And one guy called in and not agreeing with Rush. And said, the guy called in just overbearing and said, Rush said, you sound like a gentleman who thinks he knows a lot. And the guy said, I do. And he said, before we go any further, how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Is it Louisville or Louisville? And the guy said, Louisville. And he said, you're wrong. It's Frankfurt, but go ahead.
I thought
that was the funniest thing. His credibility, gone. But go ahead with what you were talking about.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, he was genius in that. And now if you pick apart that you know, if you notice, the ones he didn't agree with were the best. I also remember a classic moment when Earl Pomeroy's nephew called in. And from Valley City, I'd love to find that guy.
Okay.
He got through, and he said, you know, my uncle's a congressman from North Dakota. He's a Democrat. I don't agree with him on anything. And Rush just let him go. It was a classic. There's some of those over the years that are just, they're priceless. They really are. Somebody called in one time and said something on his show about me and something I'd said on this show. And Rush said something so kind. He said, that guy has been there in North Dakota. He said, I know Scott, and I know where he's been in North Dakota. That never happens. It's something like talent like that never stays in the community. You folks are lucky to have him. It was so kind, and he was a gentle guy. I always, that was a pull the heartstrings moment. Thanks, Shannon. Great story. Joe in Nelson County, you're next. Go ahead.
11 a.m., January 16th, the saddest moment in radio history, bar none. Whether you're a truck driver, a farmer, or a construction worker, he kept us company every day for 30 years. Best way to describe him, he was the comical voice of conservative talk, and single-handedly made America take the voice of freedom seriously.
Well, you said that well, Joe. Wow. And he was.
That is as good a point ever made.
It was appointment listening. It was, and I actually draw a lot of parallels between Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh. They didn't know each other until Donald Trump entered the public arena. Trump was talking about that yesterday in a little clip we played over the noon hour. But they had a lot of similarities in the sense that they were, you know, again, people won't believe this that are angry and as Jason Lewis said, bad people, these hate-filled folks. But Rush Limbaugh was fueled, his kryptonite was forgotten Americans and helping them understand how good they were. Same thing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump hated the swamp. He hated the cocktail party crowd. He didn't like that. They had a lot of similarities, and they're hated about as much, which they both can wear like a badge of honor, for sure. You agree, Joe?
Yes. They reminded me of my dad, my uncles, and some of the old-timers I've known growing up on a ranch, and so did Donald Trump. True American souls.
A lot of Rush
babies. Your story about Bestie.
Yep.
Your story about Bestie was one of the best stories I've ever heard, too. That's the kind of guy he was. He's a friend I never had. Sorry to see
him.
That's
like Kaylee McEnany
carry
said.
On. Carry on his memory, baby. Scott.
Careful, guys. We're talking over each other here. What, Kevin?
I just said Kaylee McEnany made a great point, too. She's a Rush baby. So many of them.
A lot of them out there. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Becca and Edison Lake, Montana. What did Rush do for you, Becca?
Good morning, guys. It's Medicine Lake, but that's okay. Hey, I got to talk to Rush back in July of 2020. I celebrated an anniversary of my swearing-in ceremony when I became a United States citizen, and he congratulated me. I have that clip on my phone. I'll never forget that I got to talk to that great man. When I heard Catherine's voice yesterday morning, my heart sank, and I actually have to tell you guys, I'm a heavy equipment operator. I had to pull my machine over because I was just bawling. And, you know, with that said, when I watched Levin last night on TV and the president talking to Sean and everything, you know, I felt that void. And I'm like, what are we going to do now? There is never going to be a replacement. And I think I have the answer for that. The void is to be filled by all of us. Mm-hmm. By every single listener, by you guys on the radio. He loved us, all of us, and we are responsible for keeping his legacy alive. We have to keep fighting, and yes, I said fighting, for our great nation.
Yes, figuratively, you said fighting, Becca. We understood they don't in D.C., but very well said. What will we do to make sure Rush's legacy lives on?
Thanks this year from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock. And it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.